Well, I have on the phone with me Ted and Sherry, Ted Wynn and Sherry Jones Moffitt. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing really, really good. I'm so excited because we've been playing your song and we'll talk about it in just a second. But first of all, Sherry, how long have you all been singing together?
Oh, my God. It's probably going into a little better than 30 years now.
Wow, really?
Yeah, we're fairly close to 30 if we're not over 30, because I think it was like mid-90s, early 90s when we started singing together.
So that makes sense to me, Ted, because you all's harmonies are always so tight, and what comes to mind for me is the song Celebrate and also The Lifter. You just have a unique energy when you are singing together. What was that dynamic like when you first got started?
It was really, I think, just a matter of, spending time together and hanging out. And, you know, as we developed, like, what our direction and our sound was, it kind of happened in a way organically. And I think what really helped to shape it was we have a lot of similar music influences, both growing up in Memphis.
Okay.
And grew up in the same space, kind of the way you hear and think about it and interpret music is very similar.
Yeah.
So I think that had a huge part to play in it.
Yeah, and I also think of siblings, you know, when siblings sing together, they have those tight harmonies because you can anticipate each other's moves in a song.
Yeah,
well,
for sure.
And that dynamic was true for us as well. I mean, we weren't blood related, but siblings in every other way.
Uh-huh.
And so we were together, like Ted was saying, literally every single solitary day. We went to the same church, we came out of the same choir, and we just connected and clicked. And so, I mean, you couldn't tell one without the other. We finished each other's sentences.
Yeah.
And that chemistry translated on the stage and just the way, you know, it would any sibling relationship.
Yeah.
And so I think that really is what people get communicated through the music that we've been blessed to sing, is that chemistry that we've been blessed to have. It's just organic. You could not plan that if you tried.
Absolutely not. Definitely a God thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you have a brand new song that we're playing right now. It's called You've Been So Faithful. And I want to know, how did you all decide to record this song? I know a lot of people draw from personal experience, or you're writing for someone else. So how did that come together for you all?
Well, this was a song that, before we had our own songs, we used to sing this song. And it was funny because people thought it was us. Some people did. And we were like, nope, not us. But it's a song, I think, we recorded this song on our EP that came out 2022, mm-hmm. just because it was an ode to, you know, kind of how we started and how we began. And I think that the message in the song is one that most folks can relate to, right, about God's faithfulness through, especially now through a pandemic and all the other things that we've been through and all that's happening in the world and in this country. And so I think we felt like it was a really important message to communicate right now. And so I think that's why it's resonating with people. And again, a song that's reflective of our own personal story and testimony.
As I look back over my life, you've been so faithful. I'm grateful.
Ted and Sherry on the phone with me. The name of the song is You've Been So Faithful. And Sherry, off the air, you were talking about the things that you drew on from recording this song.
So, you know, just to piggyback a little bit on what Ted had said earlier, you know, we have come through so much individually, collectively as a country, and everybody is aware of the climate, the political climate, the socioeconomic climate, and recovery from the pandemic, which we're still experiencing some of the residual, which is why, you know, inflation is where it is now. And people are really just dealing with a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But in spite of dealing with so much, we as believers know and are keenly aware that God is faithful through it all.
Yes.
So it's just one of those messages that even though it resonated and it rang true for when we were singing and it wasn't ours to record, it just seemed like a timeless message. And I think in today's climate, depending and relying on and being aware of God's faithfulness is so paramount today, yeah. especially with all that's going on in the world.
Absolutely. Well said. And God is so very faithful, and I've seen him do it. So what is going on next for Ted and Sherry? What's going on with y'all?
Well, we're going to be, you know, doing all the things that we need to do to promote this single and continuing to promote the EP and the things that are on it. The thing about art is, you know, it doesn't have an expiration date. So right, we've released a couple of songs from this project, but I think there's still some other stuff that people can get into. And so hopefully as we move around and support it and push it and promote it, you know, we'll do some performances and the like, but just to continue to just give the light and visibility to this project that we feel is necessary.
Sherry, can we get this project right now?
You can get it right now on any streaming platform. Wherever you stream your music, you can get it. It's available for you to stream. And our only requirement is that you stream it at least a million times.
Hey, that's small. That's small.
At the very least, per person.
Per person. So how do we find you on social media and whatnot?
So
there is the
official Ted and Sherry.
Official Ted and Sherry.
Yeah, it should be on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all the things. And, you know, please follow the pages, like the pages. You know, if people are singing the song, share videos with us and just let us know how the music is impacting you.
Absolutely. If you all are wanting to be booked, you can find it through there as well.
Yes, you can.
All right. Well, I want to see y'all in Detroit then.
Well, there may be a tour in the works.
All right. I like to hear that.
We're crossing our fingers.
I love that. I would love to see it. And thank you so much, Ted and Sherry, for hanging out with me a little while today.
Thank you, Randy. Thank you for playing our music.